Frequency Cast Special Report. Startup in progress.
Hi, this is Pete.
And I'm Carl from Frequency Cast, the award-winning UK tech podcast.
In April 2011, the Frequency Cast team were up in Birmingham for Gadget Show Live, checking out the latest tech. As you know, the mind is a powerful thing, and one company we met has found a way to find out how well your brain is concentrating. We couldn't resist plugging our presenter Carl into their demo equipment to check him out. While he was popping on the special headset, I spoke to David, Boris and Kelly to find out who they were and what they were up to.
Well, we just wanted to make sure that Carl had a brain. We've just confirmed it indeed that he has a brain, but we're going to test his mathematical skills against the average second grader.
Good turn out to Boris. So you've tested Carl's brain. Does it give you a size?
Yeah, it gives actually a sign that the brain exists and the size is quite big. But we are now trying to see how smart he is, not only the size.
Now, is size important, Kelly?
Size is always important to any girl.
Okay, so David, talk me through what we're going to do.
We're measuring Carl's EEG, which is the electroencephalogram signal that comes off of his head. Specifically, the forehead measures his attention level as he goes through the second grade mathematics test. And so over the next 30 seconds, we're going to have him answer as many questions as he can, right or wrong. And at the end of the 30-second period, we can see how much attention he was paying at each question.
Understand. Right. Carl, are you ready?
Sorry, what's going on?
Are you awake, Carl?
Paying attention there.
No. Okay. So David is just starting off a screen. Click the button below to start the game. And let's see what's going on. Right, it's just asked Carl, 78 minus 55, 23. Right, now 87 plus 48, Carl.
It's some other number that's bigger than 12.
No rush.
Notice his attention level as he gets frustrated. Now he's listening to what I'm saying, and you can watch his attention level literally go from engagement to disengagement.
143.
Oh,
12 minus 3.
He got that right.
I'm doing all right.
101. Okay, so I reckon you failed there. Let's have a look. You've finished. Let's look at the results. Here we go. Okay, so what's this telling us?
Carl started off at a reasonably high level of attention. He got two questions right and then basically just leveled off, and he never really re-engaged. So his attention level was in sort of the bottom third area, and had he been in a second grade class setting, and if I would have been his teacher, I probably would have said, you need to go back and study last night's lesson.
I like him at the beginning of that sentence, and at the end of it, I kind of lost interest.
Maybe at the end of the day, size does matter.
I think he's a lost cause, in all honesty.
I just want to know if he's sober.
I don't think I pulled Kelly. She says I'm small, and I haven't impressed him with my brain power. I mean, nothing's going on here.
Okay, so from a practical level, this is all very good, and it's very good at tracking people's attention span during certain tests and exercises. What about the practical uses of this? Now, you've got a product here at Gadget Show Live aimed more at the consumer market. What would be the benefits of this to, let's say, parents or consumers?
The benefits for parents, for teachers, for tutors is really academic, in the sense that we give lessons in the form of math and memory and pattern recognition, and we're able to determine whether the student is paying attention. We also try to do it in a fun way. We have a couple of more enjoyable, whimsical games, Minty Ant and Jack's Adventure, and these all come on a bonus CD, which is included with the Mind Wave that we're selling here at the show, and that's available at neurosky.com as well.
So this is primarily sort of an educational tool for parents?
At this point, yeah, indeed, it is an educational tool. Now, as we mature as a company and as we have more software development, we'll have applications available for the Wii, for Xbox, etc., as well as for PCs and mobile phones.
So there you go. I think we've conclusively proved that Carl is absolutely hopeless and has the attention span of a gnat. Thank you very much. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Boris.
Thank you, guys.
And thank you, David.
You guys are great.
For more on NeuroSky and to see their team at the Gadget Show Live, go to frequencycast.co.uk/neurosky.html. That's spelled neurosky.html.
Hello, I'm John from Channel 5's Gadget Show, and you're listening to Frequency Cast.
For more on our coverage of Gadget Show Live 2011, go to frequencycast.co.uk/GSL.
Frequency Cast. Special report. Shutdown complete.